so we're on the same team now?
Yep.
All right. Come on. Sorry about that. It's just been a...
It's all right. Everyone's had a rough couple of days. Lizzie here will take you upstairs to your room.
You ready?
Lead the way.
Oh, sounds like someone's hungry.
Hopefully we can find something he can eat.
That's the last of them.
What do we got? Any good prospects?
Let's see. We have one gardener, two checkout people, a couple of paperwork people, a tax guy, two waitresses, and a bunch of other jobs that may or may not help us out. Oh, and one therapist.
Not much to work with, but we'll start assigning them jobs soon enough. You're still excited about it, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, who could have expected so many? You think this is all because of my signs?
Only Lizzie came before, so I bet it is.
Nice. Go Pegs!
Michael, we have a slight problem.
Trouble assigning rooms?
No, it's not that. It's the boy.
What about him? Is he hurt?
No, it's not that either. It's just that, well, he can't eat many things.
Well, we have plenty of canned food and things and some frozen stuff. I'm sure he'll be fine.
No, it's like he can't digest a lot of those things. His aunt told me he has celiac disease.
What the hell is that?
I didn't know either until she told me. He can't eat gluten. I guess that's something that's in wheat products.
So, we'll pick out the wheat parts.
No, she says that if anything with gluten even touches his food, he'll get sick. And almost all of our food has gluten in it in some way.
All right, well, then we kick him to the curb.
Michael!
What? I was kidding. Enough of what he can't eat. What can he eat?
His Aunt Kelly says that he eats mostly greens, like vegetables and salads and things.
Well, we have a bunch of frozen vegetables, but I'm not sure how long they'll last for just him.
Shit. Which means the roof is now a priority. Come on, let's go try and deal with that asshole who's locked himself up on the top floor.
What are you gonna do?
Well, one way or another, we need to get on the roof. I say we get Datu to turn off everything so we can flush him out.
There has to be another way.
We've tried talking to him. What else do you want us to do?
I haven't. Let me try.
And what will you say that we haven't?
Well, I'm the therapist on the list. I think if you come about it the right way, he might open up a bit.
You're a little young to be a therapist.
Paging Dr. Fabre. Oh, that's me. I think I can handle it, Michael.
Huh. Lizzie was stubborn and questioned everything. I knew she was worth the risk we had taken before to save her. I just wish Angel would have realized it.
Open the door, this shit's heavy.
Hey, look at all these seeds. This is perfect. Carrots, pumpkins.
I'm lifting heavy bags of soil, and you're fucking around with a bunch of little packets. You're such an officer.
And you are such a specialist.
Hey, would you look at that?
Leave it. It's worthless.
Yeah, but I still feel like it has some value. You know what I mean? You live your life thinking it could be everything, and now it's just paper.
It's gonna take some time to get used to it, isn't it?
Among other things. So, how are we doing on the list so far?
Well, we got a bunch of wood, boards, and nails with screw guns, blah, blah, blah. We're doing pretty well on hardware parts. We're just really light on food.
So is that it? Are we done here?
Yeah. You sure that that's the only generator you could find?
Sure, small, ain't it? That isn't going to help us much.
No, it's not. That one will probably barely run a TV, let alone a fridge.
Come on, let's just go load.
Get down!
What is it?
Look outside.
They're surrounding the Hummer.
I count six. Maybe more on the other side.
So what do we do now?
I don't know. If we shoot, we could draw in more of them. Maybe we just wait it out.
That's your solution to everything.
Just stay behind the counter.
One's coming in.
Stay down.